Hello everyone, anywhere on the globe. Welcome to the podcast where you can listen to inspiring spiritual insights and experience meditation. This podcast is brought to you by the Manhattan Meditation Center of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization. Our variety of experienced facilitators, who are also long-time meditators, will share with you their unique insights and lessons, and a spiritual perspective on self and life. They will also take you deeper into an experience of inner stillness through meditation. Join us while we explore this spiritual approach to different life's situations that we all encounter. And you may discover that tools and solutions may be right within your own mind. If we can change our mindset, we might be able to change our world, since peace and joy begin with you and within your own mind. Enjoy this journey into knowing yourself truly.
Good day and very warm welcome to this meditation experience. Delighted you can join. And today, we're going to promote something that you might find a bit surprising, because when we talk about spirituality, we have words like enlightened and wisdom and clarity. And usually in the list, we don't include the idea of being clueless. But that's what we're going to talk about, the benefits of being clueless. And obviously, we want to set a context for this. We are not necessarily promoting ignorance, although we are in some ways. So what can start to happen in our lives? And it's really, I think, a little bit of a way of escaping or distracting, is we tend to pay a little bit too much attention to things that really aren't that essential or relevant to where we're trying to get to, especially inside, and perhaps too little attention to the things that we do need to pay attention to. So I want to be a bit clueless about things that aren't really relevant. We've gotten a bit into the habit of gathering information for the sake of gathering it, but it's almost like overindulging. We really aren't going to do anything with that information. What I do want to know are the secrets about the self. So a bit clueless about things that really have nothing to do with my journey, but very aware of secrets that will illuminate my path to my objectives. So sorting that out, and it really helps to support less and less thinking, but deeper and deeper thinking, which is very essential for moving towards my destination, whether it's self-respect or inner peace. Going to have to use my inner capacities and manage them well. So there is benefit in being clueless, very discerning about what I choose to reflect on and think about. So sitting comfortably, and always the invitation to experiment with eyes open, but in a natural way, not strained. It can help me to focus, but it can also be useful to integrate this practice into day-to-day life. And starting my inward journey at a place I'm very familiar with, the outside. So during the day, my attention can very much be resting in the outer world. almost like a chipmunk or squirrel gathering nuts, constantly out there, being affected by stimuli, gathering information, thinking about the outer world. All of my activity dedicated to processing what's going on around me. But in truth, I need to focus a little bit more on what's happening inside me. And so I begin to move into a funnel of sorts. From all of this outer activity, moving into the mouth of this inner funnel, this gentle focusing of my energy. And the mouth of that funnel, that entry point, is just to remember, I am a spiritual being, much more than meets the physical eye. Suddenly, in that moment of remembering, my capacity to discern awakens. What will support that experience of my spiritual identity? And more importantly, why would I want to experience myself to be a soul? So often I ask the question, why, about things around me. But now I want to be a little clueless about the outer world and check in on my inner world. What is the importance of considering myself to be a soul? I go inside to experiment and discover the answer. The essence of remembering I am a life in this body, the soul, is that I become aware of what is temporary and what is eternal. This body in which I sit and through which I operate is temporary. Everything physical is temporary. And everything attached to this body, the physical name, the language, the gender, culture, even the relationships and roles are just as temporary as the body. I become observer of the body and all the aspects connected to it. The stuff I've been dedicating so much of my thinking towards. I now feel like an actor stepping out of their costume, watching from the wings that day-to-day life I play through this body. And now feeling a little bit separate, a little bit more free to give attention to the self, a little more clueless about the costume, and a little more aware about the self. the life in this body, the soul. I am seated here behind the forehead, that place from where it feels thoughts originate. And I am wondering, how did I become so clueless about myself? So unaware of the nature of the self, or even the importance of knowing I'm a soul. This search, seeking of self-understanding naturally pulls me deeper and deeper inside, moving away from that rhythm of day-to-day life into a place inside that feels very quiet, very calm, very simple and still, where I can focus, reflect on, and experience what really matters, what really creates quality of life. And in that stillness, there's just a single thought, a single focus, the self. I, the soul. I am eternal. Nothing of the physical can ever really be mine, because it's all temporary. I am a traveler through time, and there's a sense of freedom in knowing everything will come and go, and I flow through that temporal experience. What I actually have been seeking in the temporary resides within the self, going within to experience my true nature, the treasures within the self. Immediately touching a deep sense of inner calm, remembering that at my core, very, very calm, this is such a wonderful secret about myself, that my true nature is extremely peaceful, extremely calm, very light, very free, and very deep. I can be my own anchor with that deep sense of calm. Very peaceful and very benevolent. I am the kindness in that phrase, humankind. Very generous, benevolent heart. These two wonderful secrets about the self that my mind is naturally peaceful and my heart is naturally generous, benevolent. Staying in this quiet place inside to deeply experience these secrets about the self that I had become clueless about, but now remember. And the deeper I experience them, the less interested I feel in all those other unnecessary details that had moved into my head and heart. Now the only interest there is to be clueless about that which does not support the experience of my true nature. Very peaceful, very loving, and a deep sense of trust that if I honor my true nature, I will become aware of what I need to know as I move through the outer world. I will trust that what I need to know will become apparent. Less effort and energy on focusing on things I don't need to focus on, and more effort and energy on sustaining what I do need to know. At the core, knowing the self, being clueful about the self. I am a being of deep peace and a being of great love. The first thing I want to know every day. Om Shanti. Thank you for joining.
Thank you for listening today to Inspiring Insights and Meditations. Do visit our website, ManhattanMeditationCenter.org, for more info about in-person and online courses and events, and for more inspirations for life.